True Adventures Plaster Cats by Nina Galen, read by the author. Definition: Plaster cats keep to themselves, but like to look. Plaster cats let things flow past, stones in a brook. Plaster cats don't clean themselves and have no thirst to slake. Plaster cats don't make a sound until they break. CATV. Someone says she set her plaster cat upon a VCR, pressed power, and the cat began to purr. Or was that little burr the cassette wearing, or the TV set? I say no one has heard a plaster cat a-purring yet. The Compatible Cat. Someone said he put his plaster Katze, made in Deutschland, on an IBM computer, and the cat began to surf the net, enter cat chat rooms, and process words. Plaster cat computer nerds? I really had some doubt, until I read the Katzenjammer Katze printed out. A plaster cat rounds the horn. Hang on, plaster cat, hang on to that rail, with your delicate paws and your friable tail. Your eyes are enameled, your fur it is glazed, your organs ceramic, your manner unfazed. Though the tempest may blow and the ship roll and toss, hang on to that rail, and you'll never be lost. The wind it did blow, and the night it was black. The waves they did break on the plaster cat's back. But the brave plaster cat stayed attached to that rail, and when daylight arrived, she was still under sail. Which proves that a cat, though she be cast in plaster, can ship tons of water and outlast disaster. The Plaster Cast. When a plaster cat broke a claw, a vet set her whole paw in a plaster cast. The plaster cat's paw was aghast to see his kitten's paw encased in plaster. Baby, her paw asked her, how does the plaster feel? Like part of me, replied his kitten. Next winter I will surely need a larger mitten. The Trojan Cat. I am a plaster cat, a plaster cat, a plaster cat. I am a plaster cat, and I don't drink milk all day. I am a plaster cat, a plaster cat, a plaster cat. I am a plaster cat, and I love to sit and stay. Once inside the door, the cat's tail swings aside, and yards of pasty gauze step out, growling. We are a plaster cast, a plaster cast, a plaster cast. We are a plaster cast, and you'll all do what we say. Cat scam. A plaster cat visited a Cairo museum seeking her roots. There she saw a giant statue of the cat goddess Bastet, who looked just like her, but with more interesting jewelry. She learned that in ancient times Egyptians worshipped cats and mummified them so that they could enter an afterlife. I will worship Bastet too, she decided, this being a better deal for cats who have a natural aversion to baptismal fonts, tongue wafers, and kneeling than Christianity. The next day she had her ears, nose, and nipples pierced, put a down payment on a cemetery plot with built-in catacomb, a stone's throw from the Nile Esplanade and floodplain, and was signing up for posthumous mummification with a 1,000-year parts and labor warranty, when she learned cat mummification today is just an ad man's fancy name for plaster castification, asked for her deposit back, and flew home in time for Christmas. Better watch out. A plaster cat took off in a Boeing, buckled into seat 33F. When the captain turned off the seatbelt sign, it sat on a tray table, looking down from 33,000 feet. Later, as the crew prepared for landing, a stewardess came through the cabin with a plastic trash bag. Are you done with that cat? She asked the passenger in 33E. The lady glanced at the cat. Yes, I am, she said. So the stewardess dropped the plaster cat into the plastic bag, and it never got to see Denver Airport. Nor, for that matter, did the passenger, for though she put up her tray table and returned her seat back to its upright position, just before touchdown the goddess of plaster cats scratched out her eyes. Limericks. There once was a cat made of plaster who never let anyone past her. In a race with her paw, she did not lift a claw, yet got to the finish line faster. There once was a cat made of plaster who dared anyone to outlast her. On an Everest hike, she went up on a bike and relaxed at the top, sipping Shasta. There was a sad cat made of plaster whose love life was one big disaster until she found Zen and gave up on men to sleep at the feet of the master. A computer cat felt she was cracking, chose a plaster support group for backing. They advised what to do with a tube full of glue, and that was the end of her hacking. There once was a cat made of plaster who tried out for a show, and they cast her, but a jellico cat called her lazy and fat and contended the cat's cast outclassed her. A jellico cat made of plaster, all the critics proclaimed a disaster. On opening night, all she did was sit tight while the rest of the cat's cast danced past her. There was a young lady named Pats who was very allergic to cats, so she bought one of plaster cast by a cast master, and no one can tell its ersatz. The Farmer and the Cat. An old farmer, nearing death and fearing that the air and earth were too, and wanting to bear witness, he believing that it ain't no mystery, folks who don't know history are bound to see it repeated, told the plaster cat seated by his bed, who suffered from a mild attention deficit disorder, that on the Oklahoma border in the 1930s, big black blizzards carried off the topsoil. Week in, week out, he told her, them big blizzards tore across the land, sucking up a loam so rich and dark the sky turned black, a awesome sight. And in Chicago and New York, day turned to night. The farmer closed his eyes. He was so tired. Friend, go tell the people, tell the politicians that they must. And he expired. The cat was stirred. No greater challenge had a plaster cat yet heard. You rest in peace, old man, and take my word. First big black lizard I see sucking soil is history, she purred.